welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com with me as your host, Chris, Send Nudes of Snake Eyes McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to discuss the brand new images of the G.I. Joe Classified Snake Eyes Con exclusive figure posted yesterday is Justin, Receive Nudes of Chris Bell. So without further ado, let's send nudes to each other. I mean, let's get stuck into this nude.
Too late.
This nudes burst. I'm kidding.
Anyway. You're saying this like we haven't done this like every day for the past 5 years.
That's a very good point. This can be the Patreon extra special thing. It's so gross. Yesterday, a Histank user from Thailand called Tome posted some incredibly detailed and beautiful shots of the as-yet officially released G.I. Joe Classified Snake Eyes figure. The shots really highlight how beautifully detailed this figure is, and he even included a custom timber using one of the Marvel Selects Wolverine Origins wolves. The images gave us a great opportunity to see some fantastic articulation, specific features, and up close and personal detail that really shows this Snake Eyes at his very best. Justin, first off, how excited were you right before you found out this timber was a custom?
Yeah, I figured, I mean, even seeing the first images, I figured it was a custom. There was, there had been no indication that we were getting one so far, and I know there's a number of different wolves in that sort of scale, so, but it was kind of neat to see it kind of. I definitely did double take when I saw it, that's for sure.
Same here, and the thing is, I looked at it and thought, well, it has to be a custom because it's not articulated, and I figured that if you're going to do a timber in the 6-inch scale, you're going to have some articulation in there, aren't you?
I would have thought so, yeah, for sure.
Do you think we'll see timber at any point during the in future editions of Snake Eyes releases? Because we're bound to get 50 or 60 more of them, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure at some point along the way they will find a way to do that. I don't know. I'm not really sure when or how, if it'll be like another sort of deluxe set. Because, I mean, the animals are a tricky thing. I mean, it's timber would have to be a pretty decent size. And like you said, pretty well articulated, and that could, I mean, that's essentially a two-pack of figures pretty much. It's not like you can just work that into a retail pack and consider it good. You'd have to really kind of plan for that.
I mean, the alternative is to do like a fixed pose kind of one, but it's a bit of a waste of that scale, I think.
Yeah
I mean, like, let's talk about those images though. I mean, bloody hell, that one of him saluting using the chop hand is absolutely sensational, isn't it? And I love that kind of leaping picture, the kind of, it's almost like Spider-Man, isn't it? It's just sensational.
It is, yeah. You get a good look kind of at the level of articulation for the figure, for sure. I mean, I don't know if he's mentions whether he's using custom accessories in there too, because I see like Snake Eyes holding a throwing star in some of those images, and I don't recall seeing that in the accessory loadout, but maybe I just missed it. I don't know.
No, I don't think he does come with, I don't think he comes with the shuriken, but okay. I believe, it's really cool to see him holding them, and it just kind of, like you say, it shows you the level they've gone to in terms of detail for this figure to be able to kind of utilize those kind of weapons.
And I think, you know, the interesting thing that these images kind of show us is that, you know, everybody saw the pictures and were like, oh, cool, it's, you know, it's based on the 85 Snake Eyes. You know, it isn't really.
No.
I mean, it's got the night visor and the bandolier with grenades, but without that bandolier with grenades, he's more along the lines of the Resolute version of Snake Eyes, kind of the black repaint that we saw with the Rise of Cobra line. You know, City Strike Snake Eyes was kind of a repaint of that with sort of the chest harness and that armored face mask kind of look. Because, you get some good shots, close-up shots of the head sculpt, and there is sort of that jawline armor that's pretty unique to the Resolute version of the figure. So getting up close and personal, this is kind of, it is a modernized update of Snake Eyes. It's kind of that, but it bears some striking resemblances to the Resolute version, which is totally cool with me.
Here's a question for you, and this was a thought that ran through my head when it first posted. Do you think we're looking at the actual movie Snake Eyes? Do you think this is the design for what Henry Golding will wear towards the end of the movie, and that they were trying to keep it quiet, and unfortunately it got out early before like Toy Fair?
That's a tough call. I'm not sure this is how they would reveal that. I don't think they would even take a chance of revealing the movie look this way, but I might be wrong. I mean, you know, and maybe this is just me being jaded, but this is an awesome version of Snake Eyes, and I would love to see this in Hollywood, but I just, something tells me I'm just not sure we will see it be quite this amazing. And if we did, I'd be over the moon, but I'm trying to temper my expectations.
Well,
so.
The thing is, I'm looking at it and I'm going, yeah, okay, it takes from this figure, it takes from this figure, it takes from this figure. None of it is like a specific version of Snake Eyes we've seen before. And either, they're doing some sort of Pursuit of Cobra update in a 6-inch kind of style, or this is a new design that they're bringing into...
If this is the movie version, then sign me up right now, because if he looks like this at some point in the film, then I'm all in.
I'm literally just throwing it out there, because if this is true, then I look like a genius, and if it's false, everyone forgets about it anyway, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a no lose situation.
No one ever comes back and says, "Hey, Chris, you said this all this time ago," because no one cares by that point. So
I will now. I'm writing this down so I can give you crap about it.
Everybody, write this down so
it looks like.
So you can join Justin in the Give Chris Crap About It club. I mean, how excited are you to get this in hand now? Because when I saw these pictures, it was Fred Axon from Boss Fight who posted his.
Yes.
It was like a banner picture that I think he took from the His Tank forums, and I didn't realize. And he posted it up, and I'm like, hang on, that looks super official. That logo looks really good. The picture looks like incredibly cool and photoshopped. I need to find, and then I went through literally every single Hasbro social network to see if they'd posted something.
I immediately started combing the web to see where this came from. Yeah,
and then I think I had, I think it was Christopher Kelly sent me a picture. Yeah, it was Christopher Kelly sent me a picture of Snake Eyes and Snake Eyes and Timber, the picture that this His Tank user Tome had kind of created. And he says, have you seen this pic yet? And I'm like, oh my God, no. Instantly shared it saying, I don't know if this is legitimate, but oh my God, check this out. Thinking that maybe it was a sneak preview of a Timber that was coming with a future Snake Eyes or something that we hadn't seen yet. Or like a retail version of the figure. And no, that's not what it was. That's not what it was at all. It was a custom and so on and so forth. But when I saw all this, I was like, oh my God, like this has to be official. And it wasn't, which was even more mind blowing. So, I mean, how excited are you now?
Oh, I'm very excited. I mean, this is, well, let's put it this way. I signed up to be a Hasbro Pulse premium member, which cost $50 just so I'd make sure I could pre-order this figure during Toy Fair weekend.
Because
it certainly seems like that's going to be the first opportunity to pre-order the figure is going to come Toy Fair weekend by the looks of things.
Yes.
There's been articles going around saying, Hasbro Pulse premium members will have a chance to pre-order before the general public. And, not that I think he's going to sell out or anything like that, but I just,
it's just
kind of my way.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, that's the thing, this excitement that they've managed to build without releasing anything official is perfect for Hasbro, isn't it? I mean, this is...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they were to see what... I mean, I'm sure they can see it, but if they see what just happened to the internet when that picture went, those first pictures went up, I have never experienced that in the G.I. Joe community to that level. Yeah, obviously, when stuff has been revealed, everyone goes nuts about it, but not to the point where, like, hundreds of shares on one particular post...
Yeah,
everybody diving on it, thousands and thousands of hits, and the positivity outweighed the negative for the first time, I think, in God
and
knows
I'm
how many years.
Seeing a ton of people saying, I don't really do G.I. Joe much, but I'm going to get these. I've seen that commentary a lot. People who don't normally even collect G.I. Joe figures are very interested, which is something that both of us kind of suspected all along, that this was going to attract those fringe fans that weren't diehards. And that just because of the scale and because of, or as long as Hasbro kind of marries the vintage and the new the right way.
Yeah.
And I think the Snake Eyes is a perfect example of how to do that. I mean, you take a quick look at him, you put him on your shelf and you're like, oh yeah, that's, the 85 Snake Eyes, or that's Snake Eyes with all these unique traits that I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
But when you get right down into it, it's really not. It's something new. So I think that's kind of one of the coolest ways that Hasbro could have approached this. And I think they did a really good job. And I think, like you said, it was blowing up the internet for almost 24 hours straight. It's just been going really strong. And if that's a sign of what we're going to see at Toy Fair this weekend, I think we're off to a really, really awesome start. And I would encourage you and everybody listening, too, just to keep plugged in, because typically the couple of days before the actual collector's event, they usually release something more official, through USA Today or Entertainment Weekly or something like that. So we may see some other stuff.
I could see something today. I could see us having to jump on later in the day, your work day, to do.
Exactly.
Or even like tomorrow, which is, obviously we say Toy Fair Eve. So we've still got two big days ahead of us before that event. And again, we'll be there. We'll be live streaming everything that we can. Obviously, Hasbro Pulsar. Let me read out some kind of official stuff. So as Justin mentioned, and just to kind of reiterate what Justin mentioned, with Toy Fair literally around the corner, Hasbro will be live streaming their brand's preview event on the Hasbro Pulse Facebook page from 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the Saturday the 22nd, and fans will be able to obtain early access to select products as they're revealed to the general public. Hasbro Pulse Premium members will have until 4 p.m. Eastern Time to pre-order products before they become available for sale to the general public, and we expect this Snake Eyes to be in that offering of product as well. It's not official or confirmed, but it does appear that this is obviously product that is ready to go, and it's something that they'll have ready to kind of put out there on the Hasbro Pulse page.
And just kind of as a further iteration of what we're talking about, like as we're talking, I just saw that IO9 has a Star Wars exclusive for stuff we're going to see at Toy Fair this weekend. So it's already starting. Like this Mission Fleet news is going.
Well, they broke the LCD Tiger games, the Transformers, and a couple of the other little Mermaid and Sonic the Hedgehog and so on and so forth.
Yep.
They broke the news of the Nerf. Oh, Nerf, man! Not Nerf, sorry. As in Super Soakers. The 90s ones. I mean, so there's loads of stuff. Yeah, you're right.
Stuff is starting to come out.
It's already slipping through. Yeah. So, I think today's going to be a big day. I think tomorrow's going to be massive. And I think Saturday is going to be like some sort of catastrophic world-ending event.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be crazy. Justin, dude, thanks for jumping on to chat Snake Eyes and Toy Fair with me.
Absolutely.
I will probably be speaking to you very soon, which is hilarious.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, wow, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.